Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Eiffel, can you hear me? It's okay, I've got you. Easy, easy. Just breathe. You're gonna...
Commander, what is happening?
Eiffel, easy. Stay with me.
Why is this happening? Is this...
Decimal, it's gotta be.
Commander, what is... Oh, God.
Captain, help me.
He said that it was under control.
I know, Hera.
Eiffel. Officer Eiffel?
He said he was giving him regular treatments to...
I know, Hera.
God, he's burning up.
Nobody's letting
his
anyone...
His pulse is low. His eyes aren't responsive. He's going into shock.
What are you waiting for? We
Everybody,
need to...
quiet! Hera, prep the lab. Do whatever you can to raise the temperature and have its systems functional. Loveless, keep Eiffel steady and get him down there, quickly.
Commander, stop.
Don't even start with me. My communications officer is in critical condition. I am getting my medical specialist, and you are not going to stop me.
Of course I'm not. He needs medical attention, urgently. And madman or not, Selberg's the only one that can give it to him. But if we're doing this, it's gonna be with my gun pointed at his head. You get Eiffel down to the lab, I'll get the doctor.
Fine, let's go. We're going to get through this, I promise. Just hold on, Eiffel.
Careful, Captain. Please.
Watch yourself. You harm this man?
Yes, I heard you. Give me room. Commander, help me with these straps. I need saline, metamizole, and a tongue depressor. Captain, if you could just move away from...
Not a chance, you miserable leech. You want something? You go through me.
Loveless.
Let's start with that tongue depressor. What do you need it for?
This man does not have time for your useless suspicions.
Then he doesn't have time for you not to answer my...
Oh, for God's sake! Here, tongue depressor. Hilbert, where's the other stuff?
Bottom freezer and third cabinet to the right. Blue bottle, second shelf. And am I enough of a physician to have my stethoscope, Captain?
Here.
His blood pressure is very low, but there's no fluid in the lungs.
So, that's good?
It's very, very bad. But I've seen worse. Keep him steady. I'll look for antiviral agent.
Antiviral agent? How can we be sure that...
Not the time, Captain.
If I were experimental reverse transcriptase inhibitor, where would I be?
No, I'm serious. How can you prove that you're not just putting some other bioweapon into his body? Selberg!
No! Selberg not here today, and Hilbert not taking questions. If you're here, you're helping. Otherwise, get out of the way!
Don't you dare order me on my own
Loveless.
Ship!
Just leave. Go.
Minkowski, you're backing him?
I am.
Well, I'm not going to let...
I said go.
Here, got it. Commander, now is time for tongue depressor.
Easy, easy, it's me.
Ready?
Ready. Hilbert?
It will pass. Keep pressure or he will choke on his own tongue. Right. Right. Good.
What did you give him?
Powerful serum. To counteract the virus's effects while we neutralize active agents. Give us time to work.
That seems too easy.
That was easy part. Eiffel's body is now fighting an aggressive outside agent. Immune system is reacting violently, making body inhospitable for Decima. Left unchecked, process will kill Eiffel before it kills virus.
You said it was under control.
I said I could maintain dormancy. I said delicate process. I said regular treatments. How many of those have you seen me administer from Salen observation deck?
I never saw you give him any of your damn treatments. I never-
You are not part of it. Now you are. Pass me the saline. Please.
Hera.
How may I be of service, Captain?
Report. What's happening in there?
Dr. Hilbert is still tending to Officer Eiffel. No significant changes since the last time you asked. 4 minutes ago.
I want him under constant surveillance. You're going to help me with this one, Hera.
Just when I think you've run out of ways to be wrong, you push the envelope yet again.
What is wrong with you people? Why are you and Minkowski standing up for Selberg?
We're not... But you know when's a great time to ask me to help you with your vendetta against Dr. Hilbert? Anytime other than when my best friend is dying.
I am trying to help your friend.
Excuse me if I find this a bit much coming from the one person who's definitely trying to kill me.
You don't know what you're getting yourselves into. I'm not Commander Minkowski.
No,
I'm not.
You're not. You're not that lucky. I know in your head you're some kind of white knight charging in to save us helpless idiots, but out here, in reality, Officer Eiffel and Commander Minkowski have actually stopped Hilbert's evil plans and kept everyone on their crew alive. Both things which, last I checked, you never managed to do. Maybe some new evil plot is afoot. If it is, we'll figure out a way to stop it. We don't need you to babysit us.
No. You won't see it coming. I've seen Selberg's dark side.
Bully for you. Look, I get it. He hurt you. He hurt people that you loved. I know. It's not about the pain or the loss or the guilt. It's the impotence. It's feeling there's nothing you can do because someone has taken your life away from you. Because someone thinks so little of you, they can choose whether you live or die, and knowing there's nothing you can do about it. No one should have to live through that.
Then why are you arguing?
And no one who's gone through it should have the gall to do the same thing to anyone else ever. Have you even thought about what happens happens when you climb aboard your shuttle and explode off into the sunset? What happens to me?
Hera, I want this station to disappear. I want it more badly than I can put into words. But I would never do it at the cost of your life. As soon as I realized that we couldn't transfer you to my ship,
So you what? Just let us think that you were going to blow me up for weeks? How silly of us to be so upset.
Choice did you give me? Between the secret meetings, the plans the three of you were cooking up, when did you ever give me any reason to trust you? Yes, I've lied. I've kept you scared. I've probably even made you hate me, because fear is the only language the three of you listen to.
You need a better dictionary.
What am I supposed to do? Just go and leave you alone with that?
Fantastic idea, Captain. I'm glad that you finally got there. But yes, pretty please with sugar on top. Leave us alone.
Fine. If anyone needs me, I'm going to be prepping my ship.
What's happening?
If I could have quiet for one moment.
Hilbert, can he?
No. Air going in, not coming out. His lung just collapsed.
Is that what I think it's for?
Need to drain body cavity. Stand aside. Okay. Good. Good, Officer Rifle. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Water, Commander.
What?
Drink some water. You're very pale.
I'm fine, Doctor.
Hydration is key. Let's get some more saline into his system.
Commander, I don't want to distract you here.
No. Please, distract.
Captain Lovelace just boarded her shuttle, but she hasn't touched the armory or armed any explosives.
All right. Not much we can do about that right this minute. Keep me updated on her status.
Of course. Commander, I'd like to have a frank word with Dr. Hilbert.
What is so special you need commander authorization?
Sir, permission to speak freely?
Granted. What's on your mind, Hera?
Oh, that's a relief. Thank you, Commander. Normally my decorum protocols constrain how I address station officers, but I need what I'm about to say to actually sink into Dr. Hilbert's pathetic, twisted little murderer's head. Officer Eiffel, he's your dead man's switch. If you let him die, or if you do anything that doesn't fall under the category of do no harm, I will go off. I will rain acid on your ass. I will crank the temperature in the room so high that your skin will crack and bubble and burn. I will vent you into space through a hole the size of a quarter. And if I'm feeling very, very generous, I won't do all those things slowly. Have I made myself clear?
Yes. Very clear.
Good. That's all I wanted to say.
I am not about to allow patients to...
Well, now you have some extra motivation. Always helpful, right?
Yes. Thank you, Hera.
You're quite welcome.
What now?
Hold on. Blood. He's bleeding internally.
Oh, fantastic, Doctor.
Idiot! 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 Last batch of synthetic blood went bad weeks ago. There's nothing for transfusion.
Okay. Doctor! Be still. Eiffel needs a transfusion?
Yes.
Can you use my blood?
You're A negative, correct?
Yes.
As am I. Unfortunately, the blood that is very rapidly leaving Officer Rifle's circulatory system is all B negative, which means that in this matter, we are both completely useless.
Then we synthesize a new batch. What do you need?
Oh, simple collection of protein compounds, stem cells, and 96 hours for developmental cycle.
Hilbert, we don't have 96 hours.
No, we don't.
No. No! After all the crap, we still have time! Do something!
Okay, that should do it. Hera, were you able to run the fuel balance? Hera? Fuel balance?
Fuel for your aircraft's booster system has been balanced.
What about flight conditions?
The star is emitting some unusual radiological signals, but nothing that can interfere with your flight plan.
Thank you. Hera, could...
All due respect, sir, but your shuttle computer should be able to handle the rest of the prep.
Hera,
Captain, I'm programmed to respond when called, and I haven't found a loophole for that particular bit of code just yet. So fine, you ask about the fuel, I tell you about the fuel. You ask about the weather, I'll tell you about the weather. But whatever condescending exit statement you want to make, not interested.
Would it kill you to give me the smallest bit of respect and courtesy?
Why should I? Try giving a damn, a half a damn, a quarter damn, about my crew, about anything other than your plans, and then we'll talk.
Don't you dare.
What?
Don't you dare say I don't care about you. Of course I care.
Please, you haven't.
Because I can't. Because I've gone through this dance once already, and the people that were with me the first time were the best people I've ever met, and I can't go through not being able to save them again. So if I'm cold to you, Hera, if I'm not your friend, it's not because I don't care, and just because I know what I have to do, don't think it's easy for me. It's hard. It's very freaking hard. I would love to be there for all of you, to joke and laugh and hope we'll all find a way to make it through this, but I can't just sit around waiting for Command or Selberg or anyone else to pick us off. I have to look at the big picture, and I have to make the difficult choice again.
Captain Loveless, you are, without a doubt, the dumbest person I have ever met.
What?
Admittedly, it's a small sample size, but still an impressive achievement. I can print you a certificate if you'd like. Yes? No? Maybe?
What is wrong?
I'm sorry that you feel the weight of the known universe on your shoulders. I'm sorry that you can't have friends because they'd stop you from making a big, scary choice. But that choice isn't yours to make alone. There are four other people on this station. Right now, while you're having this pity party for yourself, one of them is bleeding out on the operating table. So if you want to go on your crazy revenge quest and keep being right all the time and doing things your way, get the hell out of here. But if you're going to stay, you're going to shut up and get on board with the idea that you have a lot to learn. Engine sequencing complete. You're cleared to start number one.
To hell with all of this.
No good, Commander. Vital signs are still slowing down. I'm going to have to...
Commander?
What do you want?
If you're here, you're helping. That's what you said, right?
Captain.
He needs blood? Take mine. O negative. Universal donor. Good enough?
It may cause anaphylactic reaction, but it will keep him going. Good enough.
Well, you need me to prep the needle? Move.
Right. One moment.
You were leaving. You were gone.
And let you have all the fun holding this death trap together? Not likely.
All right, Captain. This may...
Just do it.
Good, good. Have to monitor him, but does not seem thoracotomy is necessary. Further drop in blood pressure would have resulted
in... The point is, thank you, Captain Lovelace.
Oh, thank my dad for his sweet, sweet O-negative genes. And thank your lucky stars that your AI's got a hell of a mouth on her. It's what I should have done from the start.
Captain, can I...
Let's be clear about this, Dr. Hilbert. I am not coming around. I'm not interested in what you're trying to do for the good of mankind, and the next time you look at me with so much as a twinkle in your eye, I will shoot your brains out. I despise everything you've done. If it were up to me, I would incinerate this lab. But a man's life is at stake, and that...
is above everything else. On this, we agree.
Check again, Hera, please.
I'll run it, but I don't see...
Hey, gang.
Eiffel, are you sure you should be out of bed?
How are you feeling?
Oh, still a little sore in the old... everything. But after a week strapped to Hilbert's examination table, I am done with bed rest. Besides, I hear we have a chance to cash in our frequent flyer miles, and I haven't even started packing.
I talked to Lovelace about this. She's willing to wait until you're 100%.
I guess I ought to thank her. Is there a traditional gift you give someone when they pour 2 liters of blood into your open veins? I'm thinking fruit basket.
In any case, we have seats aboard her ship. If we want them, we should discuss it.
What's there to talk about?
This is our shot at getting back to Earth on our terms.
But what are the odds of that spitwad actually making it?
About 29%. 28.7692% exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound stellar.
It's a gamble, but...
You were always going to need a way back to Earth.
What about you, Hera? We can't just leave you up here.
Oh, yes you can. You're always going to. You guys have maybe a 2.72-year run rate with current supplies, and no matter how good Hilbert thinks he is, he's going to need more resources sooner than that to keep your Decima contagion under control.
Uh-uh. No sale. If it's a choice between dying a week from now in the Sublight Derby or dying 3 years from now from goofing off too much, I know where I'm going. Or not going. And anyway, someone needs to DJ now. That's what I call Space Music 1789!
But don't you want to go home?
Look, Hera, I appreciate the Care Bear stare, but the fact is I'm... Commander?
Yes, Eiffel?
Just to confirm, you're also seeing what just happened outside the window, right?
I'm honestly not sure. What do you think you're seeing?
Did the star, the red dwarf we've been orbiting for a year and a half, kind of just turn blue?
Right. Okay. Yes, that's also what I'm getting. Hera?
I'm not sure what's happening. My sensors are indicating rapid fluctuation in the radiological spectrum. There's no reference point in my... shockwave imminent. Brace for impact.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherzharko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee, and the role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to give us a certificate telling us how much you like the show? Yes? No? Maybe? Do it by leaving a review on our iTunes page. Follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio to get the latest news and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable, but who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two flat earthers kidnap a Freemason.